In this episode, we will be discussing the accuracy of sales forecasts. So, Tim, what are some of the common methods sales managers use to forecast?
Well, probably the most common method that sales managers use to forecast would be similar to this. Each sales opportunity in a salesperson's pipeline is assigned a probability of closing. You know, for example, 25%, 50%, 75% or 90%. These values are generally based on the salesperson's gut feel. The estimated dollar value of each opportunity is then multiplied by the probability to come up with a forecasted figure. All the results are then totalized to provide a forecast.
Well then, is it as simple as that?
Well no, senior management often applies their unique weighting factors to the forecasted figures. These values may be based on the individual track record of a salesperson submitting the forecast or some other criteria.
Are there any other problems associated with this method?
Yes, there certainly are. The problem with this wishful thinking method of forecasting is it neither helps the salesperson or the sales manager. It doesn't identify what to do about a forecasted opportunity to improve its actual probability of closing. It also assumes that each step is independent, when in reality, they are interdependent. In other words, it reinforces hope and not action.
And what other methods are used?
Another method used is simply to apply a multiplying factor to the entire sales pipeline of a salesperson. You know, 30% or 1 in 3 is a value that's often used.
So how does that work?
Well, let's just say the salesperson was forecasting opportunities of, you know, sort of, I guess, $1 million. By applying this figure of 30%, you would end up with a forecasted value of $300,000.
Well, that just sounds too simple, Tim.
Well, yes, it is. However, if a sales manager has extensive experience working in a particular industry, they may be able to predict the result with reasonable accuracy. The real problem, though, is that it will not help predict the outcome of an individual sales opportunity.
So what then is a better approach?
I think a better approach to these forecasting methods is to look at it from the prospect's point of view. The easiest way to explain it is, you want the salesperson to understand all the reasons why the sale may not actually happen.
Well, how exactly does this method work?
Well, firstly, every sales opportunity starts off with 100% probability of closing. If the salesperson cannot actually identify a business need or problem, then they multiply that figure by 0.9. The probability of closing would then be 90%. If the salesperson cannot identify everyone involved in the sale, then they multiply the figure by 0.9 again. The probability of closing would then be reduced to only 81%.
So, are there any other factors involved?
Other factors? Well, also with a weighting factor of 0.9 would be whether the prospect has a budget in place, a relevant time frame, and also has the salesperson been able to successfully highlight the seriousness of the situation, and most importantly, were they actually able to build up a prospect's perception of value in their solution?
What do you consider to be the most important step of the sales process?
Well, the most important step overall is whether the prospect actually asks you to solve their need or problem. If you reach this point, offer real value, and can demonstrate a clear advantage, then you're well on the way to making a sale. That's why you need to apply a heavily weighted factor of 0.2 to this step.
Is there anything else?
Yes. The last point is, have they actually asked the prospect for the order? This also has a weighting factor of 0.9.
So what does all of that add up to?
If the salesperson had to apply all the weighting factors in their calculation, the probability of closing the sale would only be 10%, which is a much more realistic figure to forecast in that particular case.
So Tim, what are the benefits of adopting this method of forecasting?
Well, by reinforcing the steps to actually close the salesperson will close more sales in a shorter period of time. Forecasting accuracy will dramatically improve, expenses will be down, and revenues will certainly be up.
Well, thanks again for your time today, Tim. To find out how Deakin can help, simply give them a call or send an email via the Contact Us tab on their website at www.deakin.com.au, spelt D-E-A-K-O-N.